Welcome to Plenty of Dylan's Crazy and Stupid Thoughts, or podcast for short. Today we are joined by Caitlin and Roberto. Say hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi.
Today we're going to be talking about the evolution of 2D Mario games and how Super Mario Bros. Wonder has completely changed the landscape and standard for what those games are. Mario games, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I love Mario.
Mario. I think Mario Wonder is pretty good. I know neither of you have played it yet, but I think it was really good at changing kind of what the new Super Mario Bros. Subseries set up as the gold standard for those games, because there wasn't a whole lot going on in the later ones.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it just kind of became formulaic. The first one, you know, it makes sense. There was new stuff going on. They introduced new things. But then once you get to, like, New Super Mario Bros. 2, even by then it was already kind of getting old. I still like them, of course.
They're still good.
Super Mario Bros. 2, that's the one that we were talking about, right?
That's the one for the 3DS. I think you're thinking of New Super Mario Bros. Wii, which is the second one, but for whatever reason, isn't New Super Mario Bros. 2.
Well, I think they decided to go with the 3DS one for 2 because this was the second one on a handheld console.
That makes sense.
The original one was for the DS, which was, you know, handheld, and the 2 was on the 3DS. So I guess it makes sense if you're going by, like, what type of, like, console it's on, since they're both on handhelds, I guess.
Yeah, I can see that. Still not my favorite naming scheme, going from the original to Wii to 2 to U to Luigi to U Deluxe, but, you know.
New Super Mario Bros. Luigi U is good, though.
I like it.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
It's a bit more of a challenge.
Yeah, underrated for sure. Nobody talks about it because it's not really part of the main
Definitely,
series.
Definitely.
So, Caitlin, what are your personal thoughts on the first New Super Mario Bros. Game?
Is that the one that,
It's the one on the DS.
That my mom...
No, that's two.
Wait, which one? Is that the one we played together?
Yeah, that's when we played it.
Okay,
yeah, DS.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
Cut that out. Okay. Okay, Dylan. I like it. I think it's cool. I really like the one where you hunt for stars.
Oh, yeah, the multiplayer mode.
That one's fun.
Yeah. It being a handheld game, you wouldn't expect it to have such a fleshed out multiplayer, but with all the mini games, it really gets pretty intense.
I really like the mini games. That's mainly what I play. I like the Bob Squad. It feels weird saying it correctly because I typically call it Bubba Squam.
Bubba Squam.
Because one day I was really tired and I said Bubba Squam, and then Dylan's like, it's Bob Squad. And I'm like, Bubba Squam? And he's like, no.
Actually, you were in a trance that day.
Actually, Bob
Yeah, Bob Squad.
Oh, well,
Bob
Squad. Yeah. Yeah.
Close enough.
That's, yeah.
It's close enough. Yeah.
Bubba Squam.
The one thing I don't, one minigame I don't like, I think is weird, is like the She Loves Me Not game.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was for the Super Mario Brothers 64 DS.
64 DS and New Super Mario Bros. Have the same repertoire of little mini games.
Really?
Yeah. Minus the multiplayer mode.
Did you know about the inputs on New Super Mario Bros. DS where you could play as Luigi? Yeah, there's a secret input on the menu screen when you start. I forgot which buttons it were, but I think it was maybe something like select and down and left trigger, maybe. And when you hold down those buttons while selecting a new save file, you play as Luigi.
Oh, that's cool. I like that.
Yeah. So I wish they did more stuff like that.
Does he play like how he does in Luigi U?
I can't remember exactly. I think it might be a little bit different, though. Yeah.
I always like it when the Mario games give, like, unique abilities to certain characters. So when you, like, play as them, it's a bit of a different experience.
Yeah, like in the, is it, which one is it? It's 2?
Yeah, 2.
2, there we go. That's the one I was thinking of. I like in that one came out in, like, 80s, right?
Yeah.
80s. That one I have on my Wii because, like, my brother, like, hacked it and we have it.
That one actually, it actually wasn't originally a Mario game.
Doki Doki Panic.
Doki Doki Panic.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, what happened was Doki Doki Panic was like its own game in Japan, but they sort of just like repackaged it and made it Super Mario Bros. 2.
Oh.
Here in the States.
Yeah, only some of it really stuck, like, you know, Shy Guy Birdo.
Yeah. I just like in that game how like.
And the ninja guys. Those guys kind of stuck around a bit.
Oh,
too.
Yeah, the ninjas. What were you saying, Caitlin?
I like how they like Peach like floats. I like Peach. She's cool. Yeah, she like floats. It's fun. My mom always like would, I always play with my mom, and she would always play Peach, and she's it's just cool.
Yeah, I like it a lot. I don't know. I like to play as Toad in those games. Just I don't know. I think Toad's a little cutie.
Toad's funny.
Running around real fast.
I think Toad is, it's funny, kind of. I don't know. He's such a little brat, I feel like, in the games.
Oh, yeah. Once he has his raspy voice and he's all... Rah!
It's... Yeah.
Definitely, yeah.
He's such a... Like a turd. I don't know.
For me, I usually play as Luigi in those ones.
Really? Oh, yeah.
And those Luigi's ones fun. I play as Luigi.
Although I think Toad's a brat, I play Toad in the newer games. Or Peach, if I'm given the option. Yeah.
Actually, they removed character differences in Wonder, right?
Yeah, like, there aren't any character differences, which is a big gripe of mine. I can kind of understand where they're coming from because there's 12 different characters, but beyond the basic Nabbit and Yoshi differences with Nabbit not being able to take damage and sacking items and Yoshi not taking damage and having other people ride on him.
It's kind of like missed out because, like, you know, Peach, Daisy, they could, like, float. Mario would be, like, the standard. Luigi would be, like, a little bit higher jump, but slippery. And then Toad and Toadette could be like
real fast, small
just
jump.
Like just like faster small jump, yeah.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I don't know. Just I miss Luigi Flutter Jump.
Oh yeah, it's Flutter nice. Jump. Yeah, when he kisses his little feet up in the air.
Yep, Luigi Flutter Jump. It's Yoshi like also has it
little
too.
Little lad.
Oh yeah, little lad.
It was that was a big highlight of Super Mario Bros. Luigi U or whatever it was.
Yeah, I mean. Given the fact that they were able to flesh out DLC as a whole game, it turned out really well.
Well, it's sort of the same thing, just repackaged, but it still works.
Yeah, I like it. Year of Luigi, they ended up losing, like, tons of money, though, which I think is hilarious. Like, for one year, they just want to, you know, stick up for the little guy, and they lose millions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Dylan?
What?
Any other games you like?
I mean, New Super Mario Bros. Wii, personally. That was one of the first video games I ever played right there. I would always play with my grandpa, and I've spent countless hours.
Yeah.
I think one of the earliest, biggest, like, 2D Mario games has got to be Super Mario Bros. 3.
Oh, yeah.
That one's pretty good. Like, for the third one, that's pretty great.
They got it, you know, they got the warp whistle, they got the power-up houses, Tanuki Leaf.
Yeah, it's really cool. And then, you know, it's got the arcade version, too, for, like, a mini game. It's pretty nice.
Oh, yeah. I haven't played much of the arcade version.
Neither have I, but it's fun. You know, it's fun.
Yeah. Caitlin, I know you've mainly played the original three besides New Super Mario Bros. Wii. What are your personal takes on the first three games?
Sorry, I'm not good with names. The old ones?
Yeah.
Okay, well, said a little bit about the second one.
Yeah.
That one's cool. I like that one. I haven't really played the first or third one. Mostly my experience with it is just, like, my mom playing it, and she, like, kicks everybody's butt. So that's kind of what I know about it. But, yeah. And I think it's pretty cool. I like it. But I really like the Mario Wii, Super Mario Bros. Wii. That one, I feel like that's, like, the staple. Whenever you go to someone's house, they always have a Wii, and they always have Super Mario Bros. Wii. That's just kind of, feel like, the universal, like,
Mario
game. Like, everyone has it.
I remember when I first came over to your house, that was, like, one of the first things we did was play New Super Mario Bros. Wii.
And even Cadence had it at her house. Like, everybody has it.
Cadence doesn't even play video games, and she has it.
Exactly. So, like, it's just fun. Now, I remember the first time we played that. I really like unlocking the secret levels, like, on World 8, the roller coaster one.
Oh, yeah, the bone coaster.
The bone coaster.
So fun.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
That one's just the best one to throw people off.
The new Super Mario Bros. Games, I really like how they redid levels in the worlds.
Yes.
I like how they changed that up where, like the level select, it's different. There's, like, there's more worlds. They're more unique. I'm a big fan of, you know, like, the rock mountain ones. The forest, I forgot what the name changes a bit in each game, but
the,
like,
caterpillar or something.
Oh, yeah, with the wigglers, the jungle.
Yeah, the jungle. It's got like the poison down at the bottom. I'm a big fan of that.
Oh, it's a really cool atmosphere.
And then usually, what's it, World 7, World 8, the clouds.
Mm.
That's always fun.
That one is cool.
I like those a lot.
You get to fight Ludwig.
Oh, yeah, Ludwig von Koopa.
One thing I think is kind of dumb, though, is that... Actually, no. Never mind. I had a thought, but I don't think it's dumb anymore. Because I was thinking about the how they you can, like, unlock the cannons. And I was like, that's kind of dumb because, like, you can just switch to levels. But it's, like, if you want to skip.
Yeah.
So, like, if you want to go to... If you're at World 3 and you want to go to, like, World 5, you haven't unlocked it yet. You can unlock another one.
You do bring up a pretty good point, though. Like, I feel like it fits a lot more in, like, Super Mario Bros. 3, for example, where, as a whole, the game isn't as long. And so... skipping through portions of it makes more sense than a new Super Mario Bros. Wii.
Super Mario Bros. 1 is crazy with this world with the warps.
Oh yeah, you go 1-1, 1-2, 4-1, 4-2.
The second level, you could choose to go between from the current world 1 to world 4, 5, 6 or whatever.
Yeah, world 4, and then right after you can go to world 8.
Yeah, and then you go right to the end. Pretty much, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Wow. It's a short game, but it's really cool how they had little small things like that that, sort of kept it interesting.
Yeah, I think the warps being brought forward is a good example of Nintendo just trying to preserve their favorite bits and pieces from the original 2D Mario games, like the original trilogy, World, the Mario Land games. The first new Super Mario Bros. Game did a great job of bringing all those over. Maybe not all of the power-ups, sure, but... they had some cool new ones like the Mega Mushroom, the Mini Mushroom, which I personally find really, really fun.
The Mini Mushroom's funny.
Yeah. And the Blue Shell, which...
oh, the Blue Shell is amazing.
Oh, just zipping around real fast. Not always the most practical, but very enjoyable.
And then I can't believe we haven't mentioned it, Super Mario World.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. Pioneer in 2D platformers.
One thing I really love about it was the Star World. That was the first game to have the Star World, I believe.
Yeah.
And that was a really cool thing that they had. For a while, I didn't even know it existed. Yeah, it's one of those, you have to find it type stuff. It's really cool.
It's a secret from a popular video game, but the secret itself isn't popular enough for it to become sort of notorious.
Yeah.
So I can understand, not really finding out about it.
Yeah.
I think one of my favorite things about the game is the visual upgrade from 3 to World. It had the 16-bit graphics for the first time in the series, and it works really well. I know it's not going to happen, but if they were to have a sort of Sonic Mania style revival to Mario World, I would lose it.
I feel like it's not impossible.
It's true. I would like to see it. I don't know if Nintendo would really do that, because they're really big on just kind of bringing back their old games. Not so much.
The power-ups are always fun.
Oh, yeah.
The Wii one. I love the Wii one. They introduced the balloon, not the balloon, the propeller mushroom, the ice fruit. The ice fruit's fun. The penguin suit.
Love the penguin suit.
Penguin suit's awesome. It's like a successor to the blue shell, but you have more control.
Yeah, and bringing the ice flower over.
And it gives you ice flower, too.
Yeah.
That's another thing, is that it gives you the ice power.
Yeah, speaking of bringing the ice flower over from Super Mario Galaxy in such a unique way, they sort of revitalized it, because in Galaxy it acted as its own independent thing, almost more similar to the star.
Did Galaxy come out before New?
Yeah, Galaxy was 2007. I want to say New Super Mario Bros. Was 2000, or New Super Mario Bros. Wii was 2009.
Huh.
8 or 9.
I did not know that.
Yeah. So it's crazy to think that the ice flower debuted in Galaxy before becoming infinitely more popular in Wii, which it's a little disappointing it wasn't brought to Wonder, if I'm being honest. I know it was all about innovation, and I've been praising it for its innovation, but...
I like Bubble.
Bubble?
Bubble.
One of my new favorite power-ups in the series.
I think Bubble's funny because you could just throw it and run and just continuously go up.
It's so great.
It's a cheese power-up, and I think that's funny.
Yeah, and I love...
And the pink?
It looks so good.
The pink and the... what's it, blue? It's tight.
Yeah. I love the purple and pink Toadette fit you get in Wonder when you get the bubble mushroom. It's so great seeing so many cool new power-ups. I wasn't as fond of the drill as I thought I would be, but bubble and elephant.
The drill looks pretty cool.
Yeah. Caitlin, given the opportunity, who would you like to play in Wonder? As it has 12 playable characters, I think it ties the record for most playable characters in a platformer. Well, there's Mario and Luigi, as you would expect. Blue Toad and Yellow Toad from the new Super Games. Then Peach and Daisy, which is very cool.
And then there's Toadette, Nabbit, and the four different colors of Yoshi.
Yeah, green, yellow, red, and light blue.
I would want to play probably Peach or Daisy. I mean, I don't know. Or the color, like, probably the different colored Yoshis or other characters I haven't really been able to play. Like, I don't think, like, Nabbit or who are some of the other ones?
Daisy,
yeah. I think Nabbit, I don't think I've ever really played a ton of Mario games where, like, characters in it.
Oh, yeah, he's a more recent character for sure. He first appeared in New Super Mario Bros. U.
Yeah, so I would want to probably try, like, playing him.
One gigantic missed opportunity was playable Rosalina.
Cannot be understated.
I am a big fan of the 7-foot space princess.
As you should be.
Wait, so who are you guys' like, go-to characters when you play Mario?
Well, okay, that depends on, like, which game exactly. And in the 2D games, Luigi, mostly. But if you go to, like, Mario Kart, I play Shy Guy. And then if you go to Mario Party, I play as Rosalina. That's my mains, if you will.
Oh, yeah, those are good picks. I am impartial to Toadette. She rules. Mm-hmm. She was introduced to Mario Kart Double Dash. That gets her some points because I love Mario Kart Double Dash. And she's just, like, a less scraggly and, frankly, kind of irritating Toad.
Yeah, she's like more.
They need to add Toadsworth.
Toadsworth rules. I wish he was playable in things.
We need a 2D Mario game, Toadsworth.
Yes. But Toadette really emulates kind of like, I think of the like N64 era where Toad kind of just had like a high pitched voice instead of sounding like a chain smoker. And I kind of wish they kept up with that because that's, I think, what I like about Toadette is it preserves that era of Toad really well. But frankly, unfortunately, she's not playable in a lot of games. As such, I kind of default to Dry Bones when I can't beat Toadette.
Yeah.
Who do you like to play in Mario Kart?
Mario Kart, I honestly like the baby characters. I think they're funny. So I play like Baby Peach or Baby Daisy. Sometimes I'll switch it up. I know.
It's a controversial take, but a respectable one.
Very controversial take.
I don't know. Nostalgic.
Which baby character specifically?
Like Daisy or Peach.
Okay, that's not as bad as Baby Mario.
Baby Mario.
No, poor Bryce.
Okay. Baby Peach is pretty bad, but Baby Daisy's better.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the
I typically
better.
Play Baby Daisy.
The most offensive pick is Baby Rosalina. Because it's one of those characters where it's like, why? Like Pinkle,
like,
Peach.
It's like
Tanuki Mario.
It's like Baby Rosalina, Baby Mario, Baby Peach, Baby Daisy, and then Baby Luigi.
Yeah. Baby Daisy I like, especially with her stats in Mario Kart Wii.
Baby Luigi's the least problematic, I'd say.
Yeah, he just goes Baby Luigi.
Yeah. he's just a child. That's just a baby.
Yeah. One character I've seen in, is it Super Mario 8, I believe? I think.
Mario Kart 8?
Mario Kart 8, yes, that's what I meant to say. Sorry, getting mixed up. Okay. One character I think is dumb is, like, Cat Peach.
Yes, thank you. Tanuki Mario and Cat Peach are useless inclusions.
I don't know. I just think she's kind of, I don't know.
It's like, I respect the effort of wanting to put more characters in, but you could have chosen, like, Paratroopa. I would have taken even Hammer Bro over Tanuki Mario.
Toadsworth,
yeah.
I mean, at least we got Funky Kong back.
Yeah.
Funky Kong.
We got Funky Kong back in the DLC. I'm happy about that. That is a blessing.
I love Funky Kong.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's a good Kong right there. Sure beats Swanky Kong.
Swanky Kong.
Yeah. And on that note, I think we'll end today's episode of Plenty of Dylan's Crazy and Stupid Thoughts, or podcast for short. Thank you for coming in, guys.
Yay.
Yeah.
And that is it.